I heard not so long ago one of the more common things that I hear from parents. Well, we've tried that. It doesn't work. He doesn't care. We've done everything. We've gotten sticker systems, and we've punished him, and we've grounded him, and we've taken his favorite toy away, and it doesn't matter. We just take it all. He just doesn't care. Finally, I got so frustrated, I sent him away to run an errand and moved while he was gone. Along the way, they try things that would have worked. Part of the problem is they got buffaloed by the old, I don't care. Some kids say, I don't care. Some kids look like I don't care. Adolescents in particular are very good at giving you that kind of half shoulder shrug, mouth twist that more or less says, so what? What? I don't care. And of course, this usually sends parents over the edge. Or if it doesn't do that, it convinces you that forget it. Forget it. He's incorrigible. Nothing we try matters. It doesn't matter. Of course it does. Look, if your kid didn't care about going to the corner, you put him in the corner and he just seems to go over there and he's singing. He's actually singing. Do you believe it? He's singing. He's telling himself jokes. He's laughing to himself in the corner. Oh, some punishment this is. Hold on. If he truly didn't care about going to the corner, why wouldn't he every once in a while walk up to you and say, excuse me, mother, might I head over to the corner? I have a few moments of free time, and I was wondering if I just might spend a few minutes over with my face against the wall. Is that all right with you? Excuse me, mother, I brought down my absolute most favorite toy for you to put on top of the refrigerator for 3 weeks. Is that okay? Because I just wanted you to have it. That's okay. Father, here are the keys to the car. Why don't you keep them for a week? Keep them away from me for a week. Although there's probably activities I have coming up, I really don't care whether I have the car or not. So why don't you just take the keys and take the temptation away from me? Had that happen, have you? I doubt it. Why? Well, because they care. When a kid says he doesn't care, one of two things basically is happening. One, he does care. But he's not about to let you know he cares. Why would he want to let you think that what you're doing is having an impact? I'm a kid. I'm not letting you know that. I'll look like, hey, no problem. Give it your best shot. I can do corner time standing on my head. Okay, send me to my bed early. Fine. I'll just lay in bed and sing songs. I like laying in bed and singing songs, you know. Doesn't bother me to go to bed early. Doing chores. Okay, I'll do extra chores. I'll whistle while I'm doing it. Yeah, why wouldn't I want to do that? Do you think I want you to think, if I'm any kind of self-respecting, savvy kid, do you think I'd actually want you to think you're getting to me? Besides, if I think you think you're getting to me, then you're going to do this some more, and I don't want you to do it some more because I really do care, but I don't want you to know I care because I care. You don't care that I care. The second explanation is that I truly don't care. Okay, send me to the corner. Fine, I don't care. It's not a big deal. Sit me on the steps. I don't care. So what? Ground me for 3 days. I got nothing coming up anyway. It's no big deal. But the 32nd time I get sent to the corner, it becomes a little irritating, you know? It's becoming just starting to chafe my psyche just a smidge. The 116th time I'm there, you know what? This is going to be a real drag. And the 193rd time I go there, no mas, no mas, I give up. Kids initially may not care. So what? Don't care that they don't care. Why do you care? I don't care. But it, over time, it starts to have an impact. It starts to be intrusive into their daily activities. The kid may not care that you took the car for a week, but on the fifth day of that week, he got a call to go to the Strawberry Asphalt concert. You know, the Christian group. Front row seats. Dinner with the band. All he has to do is drive. There's no car. Oh, now he cares. Sir, it takes time. It takes time to care sometimes. And when a parent says a kid doesn't care, a parent gets worried because a parent thinks, all the standard stuff doesn't work with my kid. other kids it works with, but my kid it doesn't. He's just unreachable. He's incorrigible. Discipline just bounces off of him. You know why else a lot of kids don't care? Because parents take away privileges, or they take away toys and goodies. And the average kid has so many toys and so many goodies that all you're doing is taking your finger and removing a little icing off of the cake. That's all you're doing. You're not cutting into the cake. You've taken away his favorite video game. Okay, fine. That leaves 22 other video games, a computer, a television, a stereo, an iPod. Every other thing that he has is still intact. So he really doesn't care all that much that you took away Numero Uno. He's going to get it back anyway. He's got plenty to occupy him until he does. So, in conclusion, I care that you care that they don't care. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't care that they don't care because they do care. But they don't care that you think they care because they know that if you care, it's going to bug you that they don't care. Capisce?